First, I'll give you some background. Wheat is the major commodity crop in Montana. We grow 5 million acres of wheat a year. So traditionally, the farmers generally use either continuous cereal monocropping, that is either spring winter wheat following spring wheat or winter wheat following barley, or winter wheat summer fallow as a system. And we all know that introduce a pea and lentil post crops to a wheat system have a lot of benefits that include nitrogen fixation, disease wheat control, and also produce a good food. Loads of benefit have been demonstrated by the earlier research, included Perry Miller in the audience published those benefit. But the, how the winter pea and lentil grow for hay and or for or grazing that affecting the wheat and the system is not well documented. So the objective of this study was doing invest the effect of the winter pea and lentil either grow for hay or grow for hay on the subsequent winter wheat yield on a conventional farm. And we also investigate the winter wheat grazed by cattle on subsequent winter wheat on an organic farm. So, and then we'll do the economic estimate for the net return of the system. So the winter wheat has some benefit or advantage over spring type in Montana. The main thing is that we can seed in the fall, and then actually have a early vegetative growth in the next spring. This is a picture taken in on June 3rd, but by that time, the spring wheat only just emerged probably 2 inches tall, so it has some advantage. Same thing for the winter lentils. So the winter pea and lentil, actually, we have done some work earlier. So you can either grow as a soil crop or intercrop with a cereal for hay or grazing. So the method of this study is on the conventional farm, we compare summer fallow winter wheat, spring wheat, winter wheat, to the winter peas grow for hay, that the hay is cut at the first bloom. That was done, it's not the complete, that each crop didn't show every year, but we do two cycles, 2005 to 2006, and then again 2007 to 2008. And on the wheat phase, we applied two rates of nitrogen, so 0, 45, 90, 135 kilogram per hectare. Just want to look at what the nitrogen benefit from the rotation of the legume. And then on the organic farm, we compare the winter pea grazed by cattle and then followed by winter wheat to the old winter wheat and the winter lentil to winter wheat. I need to point out is that because of the cattle grazing and with not easy to do as a study. I don't have that big, so that field. So basically it's done non-replicate on an adjacent field for grazing. And so this is a conventional farm, the spring crop. So we have pea and then the spring wheat and fallow. And then next year, we just solid seeded with winter wheat in using the no-till drill. This is a 10-foot conservative pack drill. And then we applied four rates of nitrogen. That's a complete randomized study. So let's look at the result from conventional farm. Let's look at yield, protein, and production cost, and return over the input cost. So if you look at the three rotations, certainly that the winter wheat following spring wheat got really low yield. And even at 120 pounds of nitrogen input, that you'll never get to close to summer fallow or following pea for hay. The reason is that in our region, the moisture is critical. We have very shallow soil, 24 inch deep. So if anything water consumed by previous crop going to affect the next crop. So this the solid line is the winter wheat following summer fallow, and compared to the dashed line is the following hay. I mean winter pea cut for hay. So pretty close. That winter wheat you grow for hay basically had a similar yield as the following summer fallow, and then when you look at the protein contents, so protein is important for the wheat, Montana wheat. We have a good reputation, have high to produce a high protein wheat in USA. So it's interesting to see that we even the yield reach to the plateau, but the protein still continue increase. So that's the reason why Montana farmers always put more nitrogen than needed for the maximum yield. Same thing in the second cycle in 2008. Again, spring wheat following, winter wheat following spring wheat, really low, so less than 20 bushels. And then, well, yeah. And then, again, the spring wheat, I mean, winter wheat following pea, similar to that following summer fallow. So if we include the spring crop in 2005 or 2007, that's basically spring wheat and then winter pea hay, then add them together and use that year's September's of commodity price in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, and then also the urea price, fertilizer price. And we did the economic analysis, and you can see that this is the summer fallow. Certainly, the input is lower than the other one because only 1 year, and the second year, there's no nitrogen input. And this is the winter pea. The main thing for pea, growing pea, is that the input cost is quite high, the seed cost. And then this one is a spring wheat and winter wheat, spring wheat. So you can see that the input is the highest. So then after you do the subtract to the input cost, generally this is a spring winter pea wheat following winter spring wheat. So have the lowest income. But then the other one, two, summer fallow and pea grow for hay, actually similar. The reason is in 2006, the winter wheat, again, I will show you the other one here. Basically, that 2 year, the winter wheat price is very high, and then plus your pea and spring wheat and that production cost is much higher than. That's why that make this system, make the summer fallow system look pretty good. Then on an organic farm, what we did is after the spring crop, we grow winter pea. So the winter pea, and then the next spring, we let the cattle to graze the winter pea and mix with those volunteer weeds, and then plant the winter wheat in the fall. And then we also make a cage to block the, this actually the cage out of it, done that study and let the cattle get in there. And then with inside the cage, and then we creep the biomass to look at how much biomass taken by, grazed by the cattle. So if look at that the system, so that, this is a 2007 crop, and then 2008 crop, this is a winter wheat. So if you look at the winter wheat following oat, you got 800 kilogram per hectare. And following winter lentil grow as a green manure, plowed down, you got 1,400 kilograms. per hectare. And then if you winter wheat following the winter pea grazed by cattle, actually get very close yield compared to green manure. So that's a good, actually. And we, again, the production cost is quite high for the peas. And then if subtract the two, the production cost, actually the winter pea grazed by cattle actually got the highest profit. This one, because we actually counted that the farmer is organic farmer, actually we use the organic hay price and the plus organic winter wheat price, so that make this system look very good. So the conclusion is the winter wheat following winter pea produce the greatest yield, and then the winter wheat following spring wheat, both on a conventional farm and similar at the organic farm following oat. The yield of winter wheat following winter pea was similar to that following summer fallow at the conventional and following lentil green manure at the organic farm. So the profitability of the cropping system including winter pea and for hay or grazing basically depends on the price of the pea, hay, and the cost of production. So based on the market price, actually that winter pea grazed by the cattle and is really profitable. So that's all I have. I'd like to acknowledge the cooperators and the funding source, funding agency. So, any question? No.
We've got time for questions.
Okay, John. Yeah, good question. The problem is I can't do that in a conventional farm. It's at experiment station, the randomized plot, weight plot is only 15 feet by 50, 60 feet. So there's no way I can do the grazing. So that's why I can't do that grazing, so not comparable. Basically, what we did is based on the hay price or commodity price, we creep.
But if you assign a non-organic price to that hay?
In the organic farm?
Well, I understand it's non-organic.
Oh, man, yeah, okay.
But if you assign a non-organic hay price to that hay?
Yes.
Then what would that have done to your economic number? That would have been less, right? Because the organic hay number was probably 50% higher
than the earlier slide, that economic analysis in the conventional farm, that's based on a hay, non-organic hay price. Yep. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.